Ezra Hashem Yisparech. Today's daf is Kuf Mem Zayin in Masechet Shabbos. It is the 209th daf in Shas. We pick up 12 lines from the bottom with a new Mishnah. The Gemara today will be discussing some of the halachos of Bishul, as we will see from the Mishnah. We will discuss also other aspects of hot water, including bathing, on the bottom of Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. And then the Gemara will talk about using hot water again on Mem Beis Amud Beis, anointing oneself in the bathhouse, etc. A lot of the bathhouse as well. Begins the Mishnah, 12 lines from the bottom, Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis, Nice and Tavshel L'sol Chabor. A person is allowed to put food inside of a pit, B'shvil Shiyei Shamor, in order that the food should be guarded. Rashi explains that it means that it should be ruined in the heat. Vesamayim hayofim biroy, and water that is good in bad water. That means to take a bottle of good water, to heat it up, or the opposite, to keep it cold in cold water that's bad. Rashi learns that here you're keeping it cold on a hot day, you're keeping it cold in cold water. Here we have the inverse, putting cold water into hot in order that it should warm up. The Gemara will raise, of course there are times that one has to be careful that one should not come to the Isser of Bishul that we discussed in the third parak. Mishinashu Kelev Baderech. If someone got their clothing soaked in water, in the Lashon of Chazal, clothing is sometimes also referred to as kelav. Mahalach ben ve'enechoshi. She's allowed to continue walking, and he does not have to be concerned that he's causing the water to be squeezed out. Higiu l'chatzar achitzona. The reason why we mentioned this Mishnah is because the conclusion, Shotchan bechama, he's allowed to take it off and once he reaches the courtyard, and allow them to sit in the sun. Here again, we're talking about cooling something up or warming it up. In this case, drying it off as well. So then it sits in the sun. Avalo kenegad ha'am. People should not see it. That should not be choshesh that he's doing laundry. That is important in terms of halachos of the clothesline. About leaving clothesline out, if it might appear as if you're doing laundry. Says the Gemara, Pshita, it's Pashut that one should be allowed to put food into a pit in order that it should stay cool. Mal the same as says the Gemara, Nigzor Mishum Ashvuye Gumos. I might have thought that we should make a Gzeira lest he come to make holes in the ground. Kamash Malon, what the mission is coming to make us here is that we don't have to be concerned about La Shvuye Gumos, and that one is allowed to do it, and we're not afraid that someone who's going to do it is going to come to make holes in the ground. Vesamayim ayofim b'run, good water in cold water to cool down. Pshita seifit tzrichalei, it's necessary for the seifa. The reisha is not necessary at all. What does the seifa say? Vesatzonim b'chama, cold and hot. Ask the bar, excuse me, hanami pshita, I'm still recovering, Baruch Hashem, from a very lebedik apurim. I don't believe in over-drinking. If you follow the halacha and you drink wine, b'socha su'uda, it's hard to get drunk. But on the other hand, to be drunk with the Talmidim and with one's family in the Simchas Achad, that definitely we get drunk every year on. And there was a lot of singing and dancing, so Baruch Hashem, we're quite worn out from that. When you put cold water into hot, Hanami pshita, it's also pashut. Mal the same nigzer dilma as latmune biremetz. I would have a havamina that one should make a gzera, that he might come to do hatmana in calls, which we've learned in the fourth parak is asur. Kamashmal, and the chidush is that we're not worried about it, and therefore you're allowed to put cold water into hot water as long as you're just warming it up. And it's not going to reach the stage of Bishul. The Mishnah also told us, Mishinashu Kelev B'derech B'mayim, if his utensils, in this case his clothing, had gone through water, Amar Vidam Rav, Kol Mokam Shasru Chacham B'nei Marasayim, we said that's prohibited to do it in the sun when other people are watching. So Gemara says, it's interesting that we have the rule of Rav Yehuda Merav. Rav Yehuda Merav's rule is a very important rule, and that is, anytime the Chacham said that there's an Isser Mepnei Maris Ayin, Afilu B'chadre Chadarim Osir, then they didn't differentiate, and they prohibited even if you're entirely alone. Tnan, in our Mishnah, let's compare it. Shodchim B'chamav Lo K'neged Ha'am. You're allowed to put it in the sun as long as people are not watching. Ostensibly, that seems to contradict the rule of Rav Yehuda Merav. The Gemara says, Tanoihi. This is also a machlokes tanoim. The sun, Yoshotchim Mechama Velo Kineged Ha'am, that you're allowed to spread out the wet clothing in the sun and not when other people are watching. Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon do say it's aser. So what do we see at first glance? Rav Yehuda Merav's rule is dependent on this machlokes tanoim. Now the Gemara continues to discuss other halachos in regards to begadim. And here the Gemara is going to discuss cleaning and folding clothing. Amar Rav Huna taught, Hamnar Taliso b'Shabbos. If someone shakes out his garment on Shabbos, so then in such a case, Chayiv Chatos. He's going to be Chayiv, a carbon Chatos. Why? Says Rashi, Dezehu Libuna, that this is the normal way to clean out the garment. One of the lament test malachos is being malabing, cleaning a garment. And that, by simply shaking it out, says Rashi, should be a chiyuv of chatas. Rabbi Kiva Eger in his Gilyon HaShas, Kedarko B'Kodesh, makes a reference, which is a bomb question. Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that Rashi and Kuf Mem Aleph Dibri HaMaschil, Mibifnim, towards the bottom of the Yomud, expressly writes that the only time one is over the Isser of Libun is if there is also water. Here, there clearly wasn't water. It's a bomb question. V'lo Amoran Ela B'Chadati. This was only said when it comes to new garments. Aval Ba'atiki, when it comes to old garments, less lon va. There wouldn't be an Isur. The reason there wouldn't be an Isur is because, presumably, when it comes to older garments, they weren't as makbid for the dust inside of the garment. V'lo Amoran Ela B'Ukmi. We only said this prohibition in regards to dark or black clothing. However, when it comes to white clothing, visumki, and red clothing, leslon ba. In both of those clothing, presumably they're not makbid. White, it's obvious why. On black, the white stands out, but a white garment doesn't stand out. And even a reddish garment, the chiddush over here is that it doesn't disturb, and therefore shaking it out would not be libun. Vahu dekapit alayu. And of course, it's only if normally a person would be makbid not to wear it, Rashi adds, until it would be cleaned out. Ula iklu pumpadisa. Ula went to visit Pumpadisa. Chaz Rabban dekaminaftsi galmayu. He saw that the Rabbanon were cleaning out their clothing, which were dark. Omar. Kamechalin Rabbanon Shapsa. He asserted that the Rabbanon being Chal Shabbos. I'm the Rabbi Yehuda. Nefutzi le ba'ape. Anan lo kaptinin midi. He said, shake them out in front of Ula. Don't be scared of him. Because we're not makbid if it's a little bit dirty. The Sfas Emes is bothered that Chazal speak about the idea that Talmidei Chachamim should have clean garments. So how could it be that they were a makbid? So Sfas Emes says simply that in our case, we're talking about a very small amount of dirt that normally people are not makbid on, but Lekavod Shabbos Kodesh, in such a case, they were makbid. Mark continues, Abaye, Havikoi Kamedu Rav Yosef. Abaye went in front of Yosef. Amalei, he said to him, Havli Kumsoi. He said to him, give me my hat. Choza Rav Yosef saw the ikar tla alel. He saw that there was some type of dew on it. There was residue of dew. It obviously had been sitting outside, and dew had collected on it. Have it come is chas. Have it come chamein. Lemeisvele. He was concerned about. Excuse me. Have it come chasem. In my Gemara, it's a little bit unclear if there's a samach. Have it come chasem. Lemeisvele. He was concerned about giving it to him. Rav Yosef was concerned lest Abaye come to shake it off. Amalei nefots shadi anian lo kaptin me. You could give it to me because I am not makbid at all, and therefore, since I'm not kaptin amidi, you don't have to be concerned that I won't be over an iser even if I take it off. So the only time there's an iser of cleaning is if the person is going to be makbid. If a person goes out with a folded talis, muneches lo al ksefo b'shabbos, chayiv chatas. If it's folded on his shoulders, so then he's chayiv chatas. Now here, there are a few diagrams in some Gemaras to spell out what exactly all of our cases are. So let me describe to you the diagram that I have in front of me that I'm using from the Masifta Gemara. Rashi explains, and this is how the diagram looks. I'll try to describe it. Think of someone who's wearing a talis that we have, like the talis that we have in shul, and he's wearing it on his head. Of course, we either allow the talis to drape around our body, or we fold it over our shoulders, and it falls down on either sides of our body. Mikuf peles muneches al ksefav is where he wraps it up around his neck to the point that the talis does not fall around his body at all. That was not the normal way of wearing it, and therefore it's considered chayiv on Shabbos. Tainan mihochi socher iksus hayotzim talisos mikupels munechas al ksefav, ksefam b'shabbos chayiv chatas. Those people who sell garments, that they would often wrap it around their head and then on their shoulders, not draped around their body, that is also going to be chayiv. That is chayiv chatas. Velosoch rexus bilvad, and not only those who are selling the clothing, ela amaru, ela kol adam. This applies to any person. El shadarkan shamochrin, latzeis kach. It's a derech normally of sellers to do that. Vechenvini, hayotzi mimolos hatsrulin lo bistino, chayiv chatas. And also a peddler that goes out with money that's tied into his garments, he's chayiv chatas, lo chenvini bilvat, ala kol adam el shadarka shel chenvini, las latzeis lekach. It's a derech for a storekeeper normally to have to go back home carrying his money. The Gemara continues, v'aratan, and people from the place of Ratan, yotzim besudarin shal ksefon. They're allowed to go out with their scarves on their shoulders. V'lo ratan ibelvad, everyone, elakol, amru elakol of them, el shadar kesharatan and latzeis bekach. That doesn't qualify as carrying, because that's the normal way to wear those scarves. Amr Rav Yehuda, Maisa b'Horkinis, Menosha Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinis. Rabbi Eliezer had a son, Horkinis. Rabbi Eliezer also was a son of Horkinis, named after his father. Shiatza b'sudar shal ksefa b'shabbos. He went out with these scarves on his shoulders. El shenima kruchalo be'etzpo. But he also had a part of it rolled up on his finger. But the Chachamim heard about it. The Chachamim said that there isn't a need to do the Chumrah that Horkness had done. That it would be mutter even if it was not wrapped around his finger. Why did Horkness wrap it around his finger? In order to make sure, explains Rashi, shelo yipol mikseifav, that it shouldn't fall down. So maybe we would think that's the only way to carry it. So the Chachamim say, no. Afilu einima kruchalo be'etzpo. Darash Radach Baruch Hizim Shmed Reb Chizda, halacha afal pish einima kruchalo be'etzpo. Also, that's what the Chachamim had said, that there isn't a chumrah necessary to wrap around one's finger. Ula ikluvei Asi bar Hini. Ula went to visit the yeshiva of Asi, the son of Hini. Bo minai. They asked of him the following shalom. Ma'u lasis marzev b'shabbos. Is one allowed to... What is a marzev? Amar Rabbi Zeira kisei bavliyosa. It is the pockets of the Babylonians. What that means is the following. The Babylonians used to raise up, Rashi explains, their garments when they were too long and create a hem. So they would make long garments and then hem them up. Like a kis, in the area of the hem, you could use it as a pocket. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Yosef Kamed Rabbi Zeir Amalei Hachamai. He said to him, over here, what would the halacha be? He showed him his garment, and he folded it up a little. And he said, what would the halacha be if I do that? Amalei Yosef. He said, that would be Yosef. V'hachamai. And what would the halacha be in this case? Amalei Yosef. He said, that would also be Yosef. Amar Rav Papa, Nekod Haiklol Biyotcha, Kol Adaitel Deleknufei Yosef. He says, the rule is that if anybody intends to fold, that it would stay like that permanently, that is going to be prohibited. Kol Delahasnos Shari. But if he's doing it to make it look nice, for that particular moment, Rashi says, and it's not permanent, it's going to be permissible. Ki Adar Shisha Brei Dravidi Misna Bisadino. He used to fold his sadin, the sheet or the scarf that was on him, in a way that was nice. And that's going to be permissible to do because it's lesnaos and not leknufe. Kesar of Dimi Amar Pamachas Yatza Rebbe Lesada. One time Rebbe went out to the field, Vayishnei Tzidei Talis Menuchan Al Ksefa. And he had both sides of the talis sitting on his shoulders. The exact case is a little bit unclear to me, but it seems that we're talking about, think about our own talesim, and that is, normally we have the tzitzis going down both in front of us and behind us. And what Rebbe had is he had the edges thrown up against his shoulders. Not like the other case where the whole talis was thrown up on his shoulders, but rather just the edges, like the areas of the tzitzis were thrown up against his shoulders. Amar lefanav Yoshua ben Zeruz ben Chamav, his brother-in-law Yoshua ben Zeruz said to him, Shor Rabbi Meir, the brother-in-law of Rabbi Meir, Bezulo chayiv Rabbi Meir chatas, Rabbi Meir said, you chayiv chatas. Amalei Rabbi was surprised. Digdek Rabbi Meir adkan, we only learned if all the taluses, but not if the edges are on his shoulders. So Shilshel Rabbi taliso, immediately Rabbi adjusted after he was told that Rabbi Meir did differently. Kiyasa Ravan Amar, lo Yeshua ben Ziriz have it. It wasn't Yeshua ben Ziriz. Ella Yeshua ben Kafusai haya, Chasanoi Shel Rabbi Akiva, the son-in-law of Rabbi Akiva. Amar, and he said, Bezulo chayiv Rabbi Akiva chatas. Amar lo, to which Rebbe responded, Dikdik Rebbe Akiva Adkan, was he so machbid? Shilshel Rebbe Taliso, and therefore he dropped the talis entirely down, where Likule Alma, that's the Derech Malbush, as we wear it today. Kiyasa, Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yehuda, Amar Nishal Itmar. He says it wasn't that it actually happened, but it was a question that Rebbe had asked to either Yoshua ben Zeruz or Yoshua ben Kafusai, but wasn't an event that actually happened. The Mishnah continues, Harochets b'mei ma'ara, someone who bathes in the water in a cave, u'b'mei Tveria, in Tiberias, they had these desert hot springs, v'nistapeg, and then dries themselves off, afilu be'eser oluntios, even if he uses 10 different towels, lo yivim biyado, he should not carry those towels in his hand. Rashi says that the chiddush over here is, even though he's carrying these towels in a area that is permissible to carry, like in a rishus hayachid. For example, Rashi says, if there was an eruv, even if there is an eruv, that is not a justification to be able to carry it. Why? Because we're afraid, we're talking about towels that he's going to come to squeeze. Aval, however, the Mishnah says, Asar b'nei Adam, 10 people, mistabkin, they are allowed to dry themselves off. with these towels. Balontius achas premia dem veraglem umivino sam biyodan, and they're allowed to bring it in. What's the difference between the two? Rashi explains that if there are quite a few people that are doing it, so then it's less likely for them to come to squeeze because they'll remind each other not to squeeze. That's what Rashi says in the Bar Maschil Aval. Continues the Mishnah, Sachin umim mashmishin. You're allowed to take oil on your hand and place it on top of the body. Umishamshin, you're allowed to apply to all areas of the body. Avalomis amlin, but you're not allowed to press it in hard. Velomis garin, and you're not allowed to, itch. Ligared is to like rub on the body a special itcher, because it's uvda dechol, Rashi explains. The Mishnah continues, ein yardin lekardima, you can't go into a river. The Gemara will explain why. Ve'ein osan afikitozin, and you're not allowed to make a concoction that causes an individual to throw up. Ve'ein ma'atzbim es hakatan, and you're not allowed to straighten out the limbs of a child. Ve'ein machzirin es hasheva, you're not allowed to take a bone that was dislodged and put it back in its place. Misha nifrika yodo viraglo. Lo yitrafem bitzone. You're also not allowed to wash a broken hand or leg with cold water to ameliorate the pain because it looks like refuah. Avorochetsu kedarke, but you can wash it in the normal way. Vimnisrape, nisrape. And if it will become healed, it will become healed. It's interesting to know, Rabbeinu Chananel, in the old edition, it's on the other side, in Kuf Mem Zayin Amebeis, Rabbeinu Chananel translates the word in our Mishnah of the His Amlus in a different way. We learned in our Mishnah, Lo Mis Amlin. So according to Rabbeinu Chananel, writes, Pirish Poshtinu Mekaplin Zerosei Lefneim Lacharein V'chein Lagraglein. He's doing stretches with his arm and legs. And he heats up and becomes sweated. It seems like, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, that misamlin means doing exercise. Maybe that's a nomination for one of the halacha topics from Daily Daf. Says the Gemara, Ketani mei ma'ara, we spoke about someone who bathed in either water in a cave. Now Rashi explains on the Mishnah, the first Rashi in the Mishnah, that that is the water of a mikvah that is covered and the heat is able to stay because it's in a cavernous area in a cave. That's like Dumi Tveri. Ma me Tveri Chamin, af me Mara Chamin. So what do we say? Harochetz diyeved in, what we learn now from our Mishnah is harochetz, someone who did. But lichatchila, no. But lichatchila is not supposed to bichlal, to lishtatev kol gufo, afil lichatchila shapir. That's only prohibited if he goes in for a full body bath. But what if he goes for a shower? Then lichatchila will be acceptable. Mani Rabbi Shimoni, this follows Rabbi Shimon, the sign we have in a brisa earlier, lamatesam beis, lo yishtatef adam, bein b'cham, bein b'tzon, divrei mer, and mer is of the opinion, you can't have a shower, both hot and cold water, of the entire body, divrei mer, Rabbi Shimon matir, Rabbi Shimon says, permissible, b'yudom, or b'cham, and osur, b'tzonein, mutter, Yehuda says, in hot, it's prohibited, and in cold, it will be acceptable. That's also an important topic, bathing on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Six lines from the top of Kuf Ben Zayin, based on Nistape, Afilu Be'esar Al-Muntiyus, that if the individual dried himself off with 10 towels, he can't carry those 10 towels. Reisha Rebusa Kamashon, the Sefer Rebusa Kamashon. Reisha that says that he can't with 10 towels, but the Sefer that says that 10 people can. Reisha Kumbusa Kamashon, the Reisha is telling that Afilu Hani Delonafishu Bu Maya, that even if there isn't a lot of water in every single one of the towels, Kim the Chadhu, even though he's only one person. Nevertheless, also the day schita, we're afraid he's going to come to schit. The sefer ibusa kamashon, and the sefer is telling us another chiddush. Filo hani de nefisha b'maya. Even towels, where each one drive the, each person drive himself off on one full towel. Kivin the rabbin ninu, since there are many, mitchari ahadadi, they'll remind each other not to squeeze. So if there's a lot of water, they're more likely to come to squeeze. Gemara continues 10, 12 lines from the top. Tan rabban mistapig adam baluntis umeinicha bachalon. A person is allowed to dry himself off with a towel and put it by a window. V'loyam sirenu lulayrin mipnei shechashudim alosa davar. A person is allowed to dry himself with a towel, says this brisa in Ervin on Pei Chesamid Aleph, and he's allowed, if he puts it, provided that he puts it by a window. I saw quoted the name of the Me'iri in Ervin on that sugya, that over there, if he's putting it by the window, where everybody will see him, he won't come to squeeze. V'lo yimserenu lo'olayrin, and he shouldn't give it to the bath attendants, because they are suspect for squeezing. It's probably in their best interest for their business to squeeze out the towels. Rav Shimon Omer, mistapig buluntus achas, he's allowed to dry with one towel. He's allowed to bring it to his house. Now, this opinion of Rabbi Shimon, at first glance, seems to be against our Mishnah that said an individual is not allowed to dry himself with a towel. And the Gemara will be quoting conflicting opinions of the Tanoim and ultimately come back to our Mishnah. Amalei Abayla Rav Yosef, Hilchasamai, what is the halacha? Is one allowed to dry themselves off with the towel? Amalei HaRab Shimon, this opinion Rabbi Shimon is also opinion HaRabbi, HaRabbi HaShmuel, HaRabbi Yochanan. It's not only opinion of Rabbi Shimon, it's also the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon HaDamaran, Rabbi Shimon is the above quoted case from Erevin. Rabbi, what is the example of Rabbi Desanya? We learned in a Brisa. I'm a Rabbi Kishayinu L'meitim Torah Eitz Rabbi Shimon. Notice Rabbi learning by Rabbi Shimon when he was learning by Rabbi Shimon by Yotach Chai B'tel Koa. Hayinu Malim Shimon Valmuntis Mechotze L'gagol Migan L'karpev Achi Megin Eitz Mayim. What we would do is we would carry in an Erev. That means in chatzeros and gagos that had appropriate mechitzos, that and we would carry the oil until they reached the mayon, a spring, sheinu rochtzimbo, and we would wash inside of it. Rashi adds that if they went all the way to this mayon, they presumably did not leave the towel over there, and we see we're not afraid that the individual is going to carry it back and come to Schita. It's pointed out in the name of the Rajba that there are two issues over here in the Sugya. Number one is drying, and the other is carrying it back. Will that lead to Schita? So Rabbi Shimon's not worried about carrying back leading to Schita. His Talmud, Rebbe, was not worried as well, as per the base medrash of Rabbi Shimon. Shmuel, what was the case of Shmuel not being worried? Damar of Yudamar Shmuel Mastapik Adab Baluntius, maybe you'll be able to self-base. So explicit. He could dry himself, and we're not worried when he takes it back to his house, he's going to squeeze. Rabbi Yochanan, what's the example? Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Abchiyam, Rabbi Yochanan, Lochem Mistapik Adam Baluntius, Umevi Abisach Yadol Lutos, Lusof Beso, again, explicit. Asks the Gemara, finally, the Gemara gets back to our Mishnah. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Achi, how could Rabbi Yochanan say that we're not worried about drying oneself with a towel? Vam Rabbi Yochanan, Lochem Kistam Mishnah. We follow a Stam Mishnah. And what's a Stam Mishnah? In Shabbos, Kuf Mem Zayin, Amid Aleph, the Daf Yomi for Wednesday, Shabbos, Parshas, Kisisa. Utnan is stopping a fil besaluntios, loivim biyoda. It says beferish that you're not allowed to carry them. Answers the Gemara, Ahu keben chachinoi masnila. Rabbi Yochanan actually said that this was not a Stam Mishnah, it was coming from Ben Chachinoi, and therefore we do not follow our Mishnah. The Gemara continues four lines into why Amar Rabbi Chiya Baraba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hol Yarin Mevin Bilre Noshim Levei Bini. The people who took care of the houses would bring by on Shabbos the sheets that the women would dry themselves with, in the Mesa Merchatz, Uvilvachi Iskasman Rosha Veruban. They're allowed to carry them if it's wrapped around their bodies. It seemed to be there were special sadinim that women would clean themselves with in the bathhouses, and one is allowed to carry them if they wrap them up, themselves up beforehand. Sakinta, if we're talking about a sakinta, which is a large sudar, like a napkin, but a cloth would be better translation, that they used to wrap their heads in, so then they would need to tie it on two sides of their heads, as well as lemata. Tzarech lekasher shnei rasheha lemata. They need to tie it on the two sides of their heads under the chin. Farei b'chiyah Rabbi Yochanan lemata miksafayim. Rabbi Chia said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that it was even, they would tie it below their shoulders. Amalu Rava lebnei Mechuza, Rabbi said to the people in the city of Mechuza in Bavel, ki mavirusu mani lebnei chayli, shavivu buhu lemate miksafay. When you bring into the Rishus HaRabim clothing for Gentile soldiers that you need to take care of, you should drape them below your shoulders, around your body, and then it would be considered derech malbush, even if you don't tie them. We also learned in our Mishnah, sachin u'mimashmishin, that one is allowed to anoint and to put oil, apply oil to all parts of the body on Shabbos. Tanu rabbanan sachin u'mimashmishin b'nei ma'ayim b'Shabbos, you're allowed to put around the stomach area. U'bavachal yase kederech sheh. On the condition that he doesn't do it in a way that he normally does it. Hey Chiyavitz, how are you supposed to do it? Rabbi Rami Chama Bar Chanina Amar Sach V'Achakach Mimashmish. He suggests to first to anoint and then to apply to the rest of the body. Normally during the week, they would first do the process of the mashmishin, where they would put it on the entire body, and then they would rub it in. They would be sach. So here, the suggestion is to do the opposite. That is sach lachakach mimashmish. The Mishnah told us of a lo misamlin. We had translated also misamlin in two different ways. Rashi had told us that the definition of misamlin was l'shavshef b'koach, to rub in with strength. We mentioned an interesting Rabbeinu Chanan. Amar b'chia barabba Rabbi Yochanan. Also lamo b'karko sel shild yubmsis mipnei shema'ameles u mirape. It's prohibited to stand on the yubmsis river that had salt in it because it warms up and it heals. Amar b'yudah mirav kol yimei shild yubmsis esu v'echad yom. The entire life of Diyumsis is 21 days. V'atzeresi min haminyan. And the Yomtuf of Atzeres, the Yomtuf of Shavuos, is part of its 21 days. In other words, that during the rest of the time that this water has its medicinal properties is only for 21 days. Ibaylu, Atzeres lahaygisa o lahaygisa. When we say that Atzeres is the end, or is one of the days, is it towards the beginning or the end? Tashma, Damar Shmuel, Kula, Shekaina, all drinks that you drink, L'Refua, Medivcha V'Adatzarta Malu. Medivcha is an expression for Pesach. From Pesach until Shavuos is good. So we see that in general, Atzeres is at the end. Says Gemara, no, maybe there it's different. Dilma Hasam Hu Dechama Dekarer Alma Ma'ali. Maybe because when it comes to the drinking of the refuah, the air, the cool air is good for it. And therefore, the atzeres is towards the end. Because in the beginning, it's cooler. Aval hacha mishum havlehu. But here you want the heat. So therefore, kivin dechama almam tfei mali. So we want it closer. It is closer to the summer. Amar of Chelma. Chamra de Purgaisa, a yayin which is very good, which is from the place of Purgaisa, Umaya de Umesis, and the water from this river de Umesis, Kipchu Aseres Ashvatim. is what caused the Aseres Shvatim to get lost. Rashi says that they were Balei Hana, and they chased after this special water, as well as the special bathing prowess, and that caused them to lose sight of their responsibilities in Amelus Betorah. Reb Elazar ben Arachi Kloa Hasam, Reb Elazar ben Arachi went to visit Imshich Basrayu Iyakir Talmudei. The Gemara has a tradition, Reb Elazar ben Arachi lost his limud because he was drawn after the wine and the bathing. Ki hadar also, when he came back, kam l'mikrei b'sifra, he got up to read a sefer, bo l'mikrei hachodesh hazalechem, he got up to read the pasuk hachodesh hazalechem, we all know from Parshas Bo, the first mitzvah of the Torah, of Rosh Chodesh, amar hacheresh hayalibam. He even read that wrong. He read it that their hearts were deaf. Bo rabban rachman ala, the rabbanim begged mercy on him, v'hadar talmude, and he was zocha to come back to his learning. And Rabbi Noroi said that it's important for a person to exile himself to a Makum Torah. And don't say the Torah is going to come to you. Don't say, says Rashi, that, oh, the Talmidim will come to me and I will become knowledgeable through that. But rather, you should go to places where your friends are learning as well, and then you will also hear the Masechta that they are learning, and you will become knowledgeable in that Masechta as well. And don't say that you are, that I am a Chacham Gadol, and I will remember this, but rather, you constantly have to do Chazar Tana. Some say Rabbi Noroi was really Rabbi Nechemia, but Ami Lo Rabbi Loza Ben Rosh Shmai, for Lama Nikra Shmai Rabbi Noroi, Shemayr in here, that he would light up the eyes of Talmidei Chachamim in Halacha. Beis Hashem, we will stop Kuf Mem Zayin over here, 10 lines from the bottom of Kuf Mem Zayin on the base. Beis Hashem, our Halacha topic from Daf Kuf Mem Zayin is a brief one, considering that we really summarized the issues already in the past about baby wipes, and I'd like to make one point about baby wipes from our Gemara. We discussed in the past, in Halacha from the Daily Daif, a overview of the different opinions in regards to baby wipes on Shabbos, and I'd just like to deal with the psak that is quoted in the fantastic Sefer Yisodei Halacha from Rabbi Avadya Yosef's son, Rav Yaakov Yosef Shlita, that the Mechaber, Rav Devir, quotes from him, that maybe one could look at our Gemara and see in a different light. On page Kuf Ayin in the Sefer Yisodei Halacha, Rav Devir summarizes many of the issues that come up in regards to baby wipes. He makes a point that I think is a brilliant point, and that is there are many opinions who hold that the Isser of Dosh is only from Gidulei Karka, and therefore he points out that if the baby wipes would be made from synthetic material, so then in such a case, it already would only be an Isser Derabbanan, and it could very well be Letzara Choli, there would be a lot of room to be Matir with a Shinui. This was something when I was in Camp Hask, I pointed out in the world of theory that would be a halachic innovation. However, he points out that not all poskim paskin that dash is only on those things that are gedulei karka. Dash could also be on things that are not gedulei karka as well, according to some. He then goes on and quotes Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Shlita in the name of his father Chacham Avadya, that since the baby wipe is not entirely full of water, and then in such a case, it's not a psik reisha, it's not inevitable that the water is going to be squeezed out. Chacham Avadya thought that the wicker effect that we described in other instances was not entirely relevant in the case of the baby wipes, and therefore that was a reason to be matir. We quoted other reasons from other poskim as well. However, he concluded that one should be careful not to use the baby wipes at the end, on the bottom of the barrel, because over there they have lots of water, and there you might be more likely to come to squeeze. Many years ago, when I was a young Rebbe in Camp Hask, I had heard someone suggest the exact opposite svara, where he had said that one should use specifically the wettest ones, because the wet ones, you're not likely to come to need to squeeze, because they're so moist. At the end of the day, the only svar I found was the exact opposite in the Sefer Yisod de'Halacha. I'd like to now, many, many years later, possibly prove the reason why Chacham Avadia said it this way. Our Gemara, Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Beis, had told us that when it comes to one person who uses 10 towels, we would think that since there isn't a lot of water in it, he might not come to squeeze. Nevertheless, because he's alone, we're afraid he's going to forget and come to squeeze. In contrast, says the Gemara, 12 lines on the top of Guf Mem Zayin on the base, if there are many people who have a lot of water in their towel, afilu hani dinafisha beimaya, there's a lot of water, and therefore they're more likely to squeeze. Kivan derabin ninu mitkri adadi. So we see from our Gemara, any times there's more water, he's more likely to come to squeeze. Even though one could argue that the water might just be sitting on the outside, and he might not want to squeeze it, nevertheless, the Gemara has this rule, hence the source for Chacham Avadia, that if one is going to use baby wipes, the best of is to use the baby wipes from on top of the box.